is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning from the Radio Ranch. We welcome you, the Remnant, for joining us here. It is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers this March 13th, Saturday morning. Coming to you live from an overcast Radio Ranch. They say the snow's coming, but haven't seen it yet. We've got a full crew with us this morning. And good morning, Brother Paul.
Good morning.
And good morning, Tim in Nebraska.
Good morning.
And Jason down in rainy LaPorte. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And John, we saved the best for last. Good morning, and
good morning.
And again, we say good morning to you, the Remnant. We welcome you here. The program, Coffee with the Wranglers. We've got our coffee. I hope you have yours as well. We have the Word of God. And opened up to Ezekiel this morning. And Ezekiel 33, verse 29 says, "Then they will know that I am the Lord." Can read, there's more to that scripture, but there's many that don't know him. But as his word says, then when this happens, then they'll know him. But we welcome you here this morning. We'll have the phone lines open and be glad to take your call. We're going to open up in prayer first, and John, we'll look to you for that, sir.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this time that you set aside for us, your people, who are called by your name to come together and to encourage one another to love and good deeds. Father, we ask for wisdom, understanding, and discernment with regards to the things that are going on in the world today, that you would show us, Father, through your word, what it is that we're to do as the true followers of Jesus Christ, the Jedi, your disciples, the Remnant, Lord. first and foremost, help us to remember that there's one thing that you cannot do, and that is lie, and that you will never abandon your people, the ones that you made a covenant with, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father, we ask that as the patriarchs of our households, Lord, that you would grant us wisdom, understanding, and discernment with regards to what it is we're to do. Help us to hear you, the Lord, and when we do, to be obedient. We ask that you would hear our appeal, our cry for an appeal to heaven, for you to save America again. And Father, as we look all around us, we appear to be in that Red Sea predicament where there doesn't appear to be a way out. But Lord, we know that you are a God that works behind the scenes, and that although the enemy thinks that they have thought everything in place to destroy your people, that it only takes but your little finger to change all of that. Father, we pray just as your word says, that you would remember grace and mercy and compassion in your wrath for your people, and find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. It's not a time for us to let down our guard, but it's a time for us to fall upon our faces and to seek you in fervent prayer, to confess our sins, the ones we know about and the ones that we don't, to confess our generational sins, to confess the fact that we fell asleep as the watchman over the house of Israel. Father, to ask that you would just grant us one more chance, Lord, to continue with your work. Father, help us to be bold. Give us 300, Lord, that will not bow their knee to Baal or boldly proclaim no king but King Jesus, that'll stand up for you and your word. Father, we can see that the writing's on the wall, so to speak, with regards to what the plan of the enemy is, Lord. A people who are not a people. Pastor Peters exposed that to us, and that's what they are, Lord. They're just a bunch of Lucifer-worshipping demonic beings that have lost their soul, and their desire is to destroy that which you created, man, in the image of God. Well, we know we're at that point, Lord, where we just need to fall upon our face and cry out and pray for grace and mercy. Continue to pray that the things that were done in the dark would be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops. And we continue to pray specifically, Lord, that you would send confusion into the camp of the enemy, so that just like the story of Gideon and the 300, Lord, that decimated the Midianites, Lord, after they decimated themselves, Father, and we pray that you would be working behind the scenes with regards to the story in Esther. We just give you all the praise and all the glory for all things, Lord, as we're to be thankful for all things. So we're grateful for all of our blessings. We're thankful that you are a patient God that doesn't desire for any of your people to come to destruction, but all to come to repentance. And Father, once again, instill the fear of God in those that can come to repentance, that they would understand that there's something much worse than death, and we're to fear the one that after he's killed us can cast us into hell. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Remnant, the phone lines are open. 307-745-5913 is the number. If you have a question or a comment you'd like to call in, and we'll be glad to take your call. Much going on. It was mentioned before the program that the news out there, it's just, you can just call it bad news. That's really what it is. It's bad news for the people of for the people that love this country, for the people that want to have a nation. And a nation consists of people with similar values, and it consists of borders and the freedom from, you might say, the invasion that's going on right now, if you've seen anything going on at the southern border. I think that's the only way it can be described. Didn't know if somebody wanted to start off with a particular current event. That they just seem to merge anymore. The lies that are just put out as truth today, that have no backing, no factual base whatsoever. I think one of the big crises, and John, you've mentioned it before, is that southern border, the invasion that's going on there.
Yeah, I think one thing we need to realize is that this battle that's being waged right now, and, you know, it's encouraging to me to see how many people are having their eyes open just as we've been praying. The scales removed from their eyes and their ears unstopped and are being able to hear and see the truth and are seeking out to repent and to turn to God while there's still yet time. I've had several approach me and ask me what they need to do, and been trying to educate them with regards to baptism, but it's equally important that we warn them that this is a covenant that you're entering into with God, and if you just think that you're going to join this body of Christ on a temporary basis, then don't do it. And if you're just going to talk the talk and not walk the walk, don't do it. But anyways, we can see that this battle between good and evil is against those, in my opinion, just as Pastor Peters used to teach us, that that are not a people. You know, they've lost their souls. They've made their deals with the devil, and they're his minions now, and that's what they're doing, the work that they're doing. I don't know if you saw, I'm sure you did, but Senator Dianne Feinstein popped her ugly head up again here regarding assault weapon ban. I believe she's the one who actually instigated that 17 years ago, and just been waiting and waiting and waiting, you know, till the time's right. The thing we need to understand, I think, too, is that this is a third term of Barack Hussein Obama, and this is a vengeance tour to remove anything good that was done during President Donald J. Trump's first 4 years. But I also say that there are things that are going on behind the scenes. I think the idea that things are getting this bad, they're not that bad yet, but they're getting there, is a big wake-up call to a lot of people. I had a laugh. One of my friends called me yesterday. He said, I have to tell you this. He said he was filling up his truck at $1 more a gallon right now. Basically, it's going up about 10 cents a day. And he said, I got behind this Honda Pilot. It had two Biden-Harris stickers on it, and it was a husband and a wife, and the wife was cleaning the windows, and the husband was filling up the gas tank, and he was bitching about how high gas prices were. And my friend just had to laugh, look at him and say, really? But, yeah, so, you know, I think the stand that we need to take is the one that we've always taken, is bottom line. You know, you just put your tongue on the roof of your mouth and say no. They can pass whatever they want. The reality is that they're not allowed to pass any laws that contradict the Constitution. So why are we letting a dictator go up there and sign these executive orders like they're hotcakes, and then thinking that we actually have to follow these dictatorial mandates?
Amen.
I think it's what you were talking about there with the guy at the gas station, John, is I was looking at one of the things, and, you know, Kumo over there, he's got all these sexual allegations against him, and of course they want him to step down. And these two, I'm going to tie this together with that other thing here in a sec, but, you know, they want him to step down, and he doesn't want to step down. It just kind of clicked in my head. Psalm 71, 23 and 24 says, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed. My tongue, which is the same one we're talking about saying no, also will tell of your righteousness all day long. For they, that's Kumo and those people with the bumper stickers, for they are put to shame, for they are humiliated who seek my harm. And, you know, God's laughing at them in the heavens. I mean, it's like, well, here's the fruit of your work. And he brings it down on their on them too, you know. So what did Pastor used to say? It rains on the righteous and the unrighteous, you know. I mean, God, but it works the other way too. Some things are for good, but that evil is they get what they got coming.
Amen to that.
Yeah, I don't know if you read that assault ban, but you know, a lot of people think, oh well, it's just the AR-15s and AK-47s and things like that. No, it's a lot more than that. Right now, it's apparently somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 guns that are in existence. One of the big things it does is it bans weapons that have a capacity to use a magazine that isn't fixed, which means a removable magazine, which is about everything. Fixed ammunition magazine and has one or more characteristics such as a pistol grip, forward grip, threaded barrel, folding or telescopic stock, or barrel shroud, you know, threaded barrel. So, I don't know, those sound like all the things that I would have if I had a firearm like that. You know, doesn't it sound like what you would have too?
Yeah. Well, pretty much every firearm you own has one of those things at least, you know, like
exactly.
You said. It's their goal isn't to just target any particular thing. They want them all gone so that they can unabashedly just stomp everybody in the face. You know, that's what they want.
Well, the reality is we just need to take the stand that the right to bear and own arms shall not be infringed upon, period. And arms was specifically put in there. The founding fathers realized that they're, you know, over time, weapons are developed that are better than others, and we just need to take the stand that you can have the bullets one at a time or burst of three, but you can't have the firearms. It's another encouraging story that we've talked about before, but you guys remember, I don't know how many years ago, it was back during the Obamanation administration there in Pennsylvania when they passed that same kind of law. And they gave people 3 months to turn in their so-called assault rifles. And I remember we used to update it based on, I think Jason did a really good job updating on, we're 3 weeks into this thing and three people turned in their firearms, you know, and 4 weeks, three people turned, you know, and it went all the way. And they started threatening for felonies and everything else. And bottom line was the date, December 15th, I believe it was, came and went, and they still had the three firearms that were turned in. And at that point, all you do is make yourself look like, you know, foolish. That and they cut their losses, and that thing just kind of went away. And that's the same stance that we need to take on any of this crap that they try to pass.
Yeah, the state police or whoever they were talking to about that enforcement issue on that were funny too, because they basically were like, not us, we're not doing that, you know. So and whether that was it was from God, but whether it was because of righteous affirmation or because of fear of godly people who have the law wrote on their heart, it doesn't matter. It was the same outcome. I mean,
yeah,
nothing.
You know, I don't watch much TV, but there was a movie called Armageddon. And this is a new one that came out through, I believe it's through Amazon Studios or whatever, but it's like a Red Dawn scenario. But what's interesting, remember how Pastor used to always tell us that they'll tell us what their plans are. Well, this was similar to a Red Dawn situation, you know, where there's this town and basically an EMP goes off and takes out all the power grids, right? So everything turns to chaos. And this time it's the Chinese and the Russians who gather forces to take over the United States. And what's interesting was that they show, like, the National Guard, basically, and how they were training for urban warfare, right? Now they're calling us, if you're against their plans, then you're a domestic terrorist. But anyways, so they'd go to a house, and they'd knock on the door, and they'd say, do you have any firearms, you know? And they had some dorky guy that said, oh, no, I'm scared of those things, this and that, you know? And then one of the drills was they knock on the door, and there's this black guy who's there, and he's ex-military, and his neighbor told him that, oh, I think my neighbor has guns, you know? And anyways, so they ask him, and he says, yeah, I got guns, and they're all legal. And anyway, so they kick in the door and basically said, we're under martial law, and we have the authority to confiscate any weapons that you might have on the premises, you know? So it's obvious that they're just trying to show us what they think their plans are going to be. I also think that they're trying to get us to fight so that they can bring in foreign troops, bring in UN, and bring in Chinese. I think it's going to be Chinese more than Russian, but what do you guys think?
Yeah, that gun ban that you're talking about, that Feinstein for Frankenstein brought back up, it is. It's it has UN written all over it. It's part of it. It's part of what they have supported in every other nation in the world. Tell me one that hasn't happened in yet. And so, yeah, that it is. It's part of a larger plan. And if they need to bring in those shiny blue helmets, they will. But we know what the song says. They make darn good targets. And so if that's, you know, that's their plans. And like you said, John, they tell us they have to. It is a rule of warfare that they, for some reason, that they have to tell us. And they do it in their movies. They throw it out there. And since the people aren't outraged, you know, since the people aren't demanding for, you know, and saying, hell no, not here, they move forward with it.
You know, you read the comments.
Yeah, go ahead.
You read the comments on these. You read the comments on these things too, and they're like, well, at least they're not going after the Mauser, you know, and they're listing these other guns. Like, no, wrong attitude.
Right.
The attitude is that we can't let them have anything, because as soon as you give them anything, then they continue to take whatever it is that they want.
That's right.
We just need to take a stand right here and now. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, you start looking at that stuff, and it's a David and Goliath situation. You know, Goliath got down. He said what he's going to do to David and to his people. You know, and that's where that comes into play. And then David basically told Goliath what he was going to do to him. And you know, we need to be telling our enemies what they're going to do, what we're going to do to them if they try to take our guns. You know, and
yeah.
You know, it's bad.
My God. Tend to be by God.
God. whose army?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to chase 1,000, I'm going to chase 10,000, and you guys are going to die. I mean, is what it's going to boil down to. And end of story.
Makes you wonder why they put up a fence with razor wire and concrete jersey barriers.
Yeah, who are they scared of?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. They're totally scared of the American people.
No, and you know, and it's like, you know what, and I tell you what, I still can't, I hear people talking about our president, this and that, referring to the Biden bastard, and, you know, I honestly still don't even think that he's our president. And
I don't either.
I can't even say that, and there's something just in my in my gut that just says that. I mean, I don't even think that bastard's been in the White House.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence that this whole thing is a charade, a movie that we're witnessing.
Exactly. I'll tell you one of the things that everybody needs to go back and read about is the Whiskey Rebellion. If you just type in Whiskey Rebellion, you can get all kinds of stuff on it, but it was from 1794. And it's an American history story that basically has been almost blotted out of our history. But it was when a tyrannical government was going after people in Pennsylvania and attacking them. And is what they did with these government officials is they tarred and feathered them. And that was a pretty common thing. The countrymen would get together, and when they had one of these government men show up, they would hold them at gunpoint, tar and feather them, and send them on their way. And it ended up, in a couple different bloodbaths. But it's worth reading because, history repeats itself over and over and over again. And I really believe that if you look through this story and you read it, there is a lot of things that we can learn from it. And, 1794, how long ago was that? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you see, like I said, I guess I didn't finish my thought. Imagine that. But anyways, reality is that this isn't about an election. This is about exposing the child trafficking ring, pedophilia ring that goes worldwide through mostly the higher echelon. And not only pedophiles, but pedivores that consume these children. I honestly believe now that there's enough evidence out there that there's, I think part of the reason we have so many earthquakes, more than ever in the history of the world, or this country at least, is these tunnels that exist all throughout the land. They're blowing up those tunnels after they try to rescue these children. And, we've heard of adrenochrome. We brought this up. I think I brought it up a couple of years ago. And a lot of people poo-pooed it, and that's conspiracy theory. And we've talked about that as well, how much more credibility we appear to have these days because of all the stuff that we've been saying that's conspiracy theory, quote-unquote, is coming true. But the reality is that I believe that they've been harvesting adrenochrome from these children, and it's just it's sicker than you can ever imagine, and that's what this battle is right now. And these people know that they've been exposed, that they have everything they need to bring them down, but I believe they'll get us into World War III before they'll go down, and we're kind of seeing the stage being set for that in several areas in the world right now too. The wars and rumors of wars are becoming more of a reality than any time in recent history.
Yeah, I know, and that's what I keep thinking about that. I thought that was going to happen 10 years ago, and it just it's gradually getting closer and closer and closer.
Yeah, what do you think, Paul?
I'm listening. One thing I take, everybody raised the Constitution up, but I'm telling you that there was law before the Constitution was ever written, and that Constitution was written to protect the Word of God, and we need to go back to the source and where the law is. A man can make no law that contradicts God's law, or it says not binding, and we're so far down the hill that it's hard to know where we're at. But I just know everybody, all the people talk about the Constitution, but they never talk about the biblical law. And that's a step away from it. And I think that's part of the problem because the people don't know the law. I'm watching people all around me getting their vaccinations. I read in was Colonel Moore's book, Satan's Children, A German Connection. And they, back in 1840, realized they had to get control of the news media. And they have got it all. Yeah. They've got everything. There's a little bit of underground going on. We don't know how big that is, but it's real. But we got to go back to where it starts. you know, and people don't know. You're talking about this. It says, thou shalt not kill. Now, that takes care of everything. It don't matter if you use a semi-automatic or a 22 or a butcher knife, you know. That covers it all. And when we're sitting there arguing about how big the magazine is, you know, and they get us, got even us talking about that. And I think we've kind of removed ourselves from the source, too, you know. Some of the things we talk about, yeah, you can't blame them. They're going to try to fight. They hate us, you know. And everybody thinks God loves everybody. Well, the children of Satan are real. You know, I was watching Jeopardy, and the guy says something about if we have a kinder, we'll get there. Well, we ain't never getting there as long as Satan's children are on the face of this earth. So that's my take.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's that's where we're at.
Yeah, well, we got to at least get to the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
Well, right. That's an outline of the source, but then we got to have the details, you know. But yeah, so the Ten Commandments cover it all. It's all there. But see, this is the thing. We're so divided amongst the people. Because, you know, I see in these people that you'd think, and they're all getting right in line for the vaccination. And I think the United States Army is a figurehead right now. It's going to be done with a needle. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, it appears the way that they're pushing those vaccines. But I don't know. I read some stuff the other day that it appears that the real pandemic is going to be from the vaccine. Basically, the deterioration of those who willingly took it, RNA, DNA-wise, basically creating a zombie class, and it lends some credence to the fact that the government's been spending money and drills and things like that to plan against a zombie class of people. We've talked about that before. I remember Hornaday even came out with a zombie killing bullet that was green tipped. Remember that? Those.
Yeah, I got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the CDC even came out with, you know, how to prepare for a zombie apocalypse, you know, and they had that on their website. I mean, it was, you know, it was a real deal. But, you know, one of the things that you look at, you look into this vaccine deal, and, I agree. I think that you look at it, there's going to be we're going to see a huge amount of die-off in the next 6 months. You know, 4 to 5 years, they're looking at even test results down to 4 or 5 years, and it's going to be absolutely horrible. There's people that have called the poison control number and have listed every ingredient off of the vaccine and called them up and said, okay, is it okay? What happens if I ingest this? Okay, what happens if I ingest this? And starts from the top of the list and goes down to the bottom of the list. And the guy's like, why are you, you know, asking these questions? And he's like, well, this is every ingredient in the vaccine. Yep. And the CD or the poison control guy, you know, they got that poison control number you call if you ingest poison, said, you know what, my children, I got them vaccinated, and as soon as I got them vaccinated, they got sick, and they have never been the same. And we've had them to doctor and doctor and doctor. And that was something that just came out this week that was, you know, I mean, it basically tells a story. But I've interviewed several people on the radio over the years, and it was people that basically had healthy children that went in, got them vaccinated, and they came down autistic the next day. And they've never been the same. And, you know.
Yeah, those are ones that were. Those are ones that were tested on animals and long-term side effects, you know, at least 5 to 7 years development. This sucker's been developed in 6 months, no animal trials, no long-term testing. I mean, they don't even know what they've created. All they know is that they're doing the work of their father, the devil. That's all they know. And that their goal is, you know, their Ten Commandments is the Georgia Guidestones. And their plan is a reduction in population to 500 million, 90% reduction in the world by 2030, you know, Agenda 2030. They don't hide it. They tell you exactly what their plans are.
Yep.
Yeah, well, and these vaccines are all mRNA vaccines, and the issue with those from a medical perspective or from a chemical perspective or a DNA perspective is they don't honestly know and never will know what the effects of an mRNA sequence installation in any particular body is, because it reacts differently with basically every person. And the changes are long term. I mean, it might kill you the second you take it, you know, and it hits your system. It can continue to change your DNA for the rest of your life. I mean, it's an unstable compound. I'm reminded of the part of the Bible where it says that you know, a fool is unstable in all his ways, and it's like, well, that stuff's pretty unstable. So just jump right in there and get it. I mean, it's a horrific thing to expose yourself to that, you know, and no one really can know what it is. It's a dice roll. Every injection is a dice roll. Always.
Well, now the inventor, or, you know, the creator of Moderna is basically saying it's an operating system to control the people, you know, and that's why they want 5G and 6G. And so basically you're introducing a control system into the nucleus of the cells, you know, and it sounds science fiction. Yeah, it is, but it's transhumanism. I talked about that in one of the messages. I think I touched on it, but just like Paul says, you know, there's so much. That's the struggle I have trying to bring a message on Sunday these days, is do I try to educate the people on what's going on? You know, you can educate yourself through the different news sources, but the most important thing we can be doing as the followers of Jesus Christ, as the Jedi, as the remnant, is to share the truth of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, to win as many as we can, to pull as many as we can up out of the pit, those that can come to repentance, those that have believed the lie, those that are been deceived. You know, first teach them what the truth of the gospel is, and then show them that, look, this is how you be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ, is you have to be born again of the water and the Spirit. And you need to understand that there's consequences if you don't take this covenant seriously. And, you know, the fact that we're not baptizing, you know, hundreds and thousands of people right now is concerning, and it's significant as far as in a win in the enemy's column, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that the other day, but, you know, I mean, it's going to be a remnant of a remnant who survived this, too. And, you know, maybe God's just trying to trim it down. Cull the herd, so to speak.
Yeah, but I think our number one job is to fulfill the Great Commission. You know, that's pretty much what we're
absolutely. No, we got to continue to do our job, but we've been doing it. We've been trying, and
it's like the word says. He called, you know, when he settled this nation. When he it talks about settling of Zion, the one from a city, two from a town. That's how God's always done it. Guys, let's try the phone lines this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Greetings, brothers. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to put some more evidence out there as to what the brethren have been saying about, you know, we have to return to the law of God, and that's going to be our remedy. And the evidence that I have to bring came from another brother, and I don't want to complicate things, but just the fact of how when Biden spoke, he walked down the hall with the yellow fringe flags with a spire on top. I think it's a spire as far as I can see, which means the government's at war with the people. Now, if we go back to the beginning of Trump's inauguration speech, he made an offer to give back the power back to the people. And you have to accept that offer. No matter who Trump is, like you said, they have to tell you what they're going to do. So I think January 6th, the people accepted that offer, breached the capital, which is Rome, Maryland, that's the original land that it was called, the enemy, which are the de facto congressmen, left the battlefield, and there were proclamations made that were, you know, taking back our nation. So, and then a blood sacrifice on top of it. But the kicker is, when you see the president speak or any of his agents, you'll see in the background a placard saying the White House. But it doesn't say Washington, D.C. It says Washington. So, see, they've changed jurisdictions, and we need to get eyes to see. So these are just things that the Lord's put on my heart in the sense of, you know, what the brother said. We have to recognize the laws of God again. You know, that one book, the Wiseman book that used to carry, you know, the Bible laws, I mean, that's where we need to go. But anyway, my remedy that the Lord gave me for the debt is Leviticus 25:10, which is on the Liberty Bell, because the dollar is 50 years old. And as far as the Civil War is concerned, that's the pattern. It's three jubilees since then. And if you take the 1871 corporate jurisdiction, you know, we're going to do away with that with Deuteronomy 23:7 and 8. Now, I don't have all the answers, but I know what that brother said is true. We have to go back and look for remedy in God's law. They're trying to make us fearful with their de facto laws, which came from Congress and the birth certificate and made a surety. And now, you know, so then you become property under Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, property of Congress. You're no longer a son of man or a son of God. You're a legal fiction under Code of Canon Law. So I just want to put that on the table. We need to have eyes to see and get remedy. As in, I'm sticking with the new covenant, the Lord's going to lead and guide us into all truth. All right, thank you, brothers.
Amen. Thank you. Interesting
Amen.
Comments.
Thank you.
Yeah, Nehemiah 9, the subheading is "The people confess their sin." It says in verse 2, "The descendants of Israel separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. While they stood in their place, they read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a fourth of the day. And for another fourth, they confessed and worshipped the Lord their God. And they cried out with a loud voice to the Lord their God." And that, as Paul was saying, that's the remedy. That's the remedy. Whether it's, you know, a 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 doing it at one time, or when it's just one, when it's just the one that's convicted, that does that very thing, that reads from the Word, that confesses their sin, and then doesn't stop there, but is obedient to the rest of the Word that we have, that New Testament, those New Testament writings, to where they are. They do repent and then follow the instructions to be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You see that from quite a few of the people out there. I subscribe to a couple of, you know, cowboy churches and Cowboys for Christ and things like that that people put out. And I tell you what I've been seeing a whole lot of lately is just believe. Believe on Jesus, and that's it. And so the enemy is permeated there. And I just tell them, you know, what... They talk about, oh, you know, faith. It is faith only, and that is it. Faith in Jesus. And you just ask them. I remembered, Paul, that's what you say, is just ask a question. Ask a question. You know, you can ask them, what does the Bible say about faith without works? And it's this word, this law, which is what this word is, that we have to get back to as a nation. I like how you put that, Paul. You know, our Constitution was based on this law. And the Christians today don't even understand that. The majority of them don't. But this is what we return to. Back to the rock from which we were hewn. Well, Remnant...
Questions work a lot better than arguments.
Yes. Yes, I think it's that, it's planting that seed. Take a look, and then, you know, you ask the question, and where can the answer come from except the Word? And if they'll go to the Word and read the Word, oh, it does say that there. How about that? Well, Remnant, a few minutes left this morning. We do have the phone lines open. 307-745-5913 is the number to call in.
Yeah, you can see the enemy's plan is to try to lock down the countries again. In fact, Italy right now is imposing a national lockdown again for the mutant COVID strain that they're saying is starting to spread through the country. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before they try to do that again here. I think we probably made a mistake early on going along with the first lockdown. I'll be the first to admit I don't have all the answers. God does. And I think Paul and Jason and the caller's advice is the best advice there is. Seek ye the Lord and his word while there's still yet time, because there is a famine coming. You can tell that a lot of people say, well, why are they trying to ban Dr. Seuss? And I go, well, you know what? That's nothing. That's random. That's just establishing that they can censor things. And at some point, and it's probably not far off, that they will try to censor the Bible. And, you know, this is just part of the plan of the destroyers, those that come only to steal, kill, and destroy. And right now what we need to be doing is falling upon our face, crying out, and asking the Lord to guide and direct us, especially as the patriarchs of our household. If we're not able to hear from the Lord and do exactly what he says at the time that he says, then we're in trouble.
The Bible's been destroyed right to the churches. You know, when you take the law off, you took the sinew out of the thing. You know, that law and grace and balance, that's definitely the truth. You don't, you know, the law ain't the end of the matter, but I'm telling you, that's something, you know, how the house is supposed to be built. And that, the churches right. are basically worthless, you know, and some of these people are waking up. You know, we can't, I don't know who's who. Some of the most devout people I know that live their faith are Roman Catholics.
Yep.
So, but you
see,
know,
the Vatican's actually coming out saying that they're broke. So that, you know, there's things going on behind the scenes that make you say, But the fact that you know, the Pope's crying out for his supporters to send money to them right away now is pretty significant, since they're supposedly the richest organization in the world. Right?
That's all paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know.
You said they're possibly sitting on the gold, which is true, but everything, you know, with this $1 trillion they're coming out with now is paper. Don't mount the crap. You know, the bottom line is going to be food. That's where it's going. You can have a wheelbarrow full of money, you can't buy a loaf of bread. So, and the food today,
yeah, that's where
you look at children being born with cancer. I mean, something's majorly wrong with this system. So.
Yeah, I think that the scripture that me and Tim been talking about was 2 Peter 2 and verses 2 and 3, and it says, many will follow their indecent behavior, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned. And their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle. Their destruction is not asleep.
Amen to that.
Yep.
Yes, there.
Well, you see all these old children. You see all these old children abused in so many ways, and you know they're living in poverty and, you know, ill health, and it makes me sick to think about it. You know, I can see people being mean to each other, but to take a helpless child and sacrifice them, whatever they do to them, has just got to be one sick son of a bitch.
Absolutely.
Amen.
They are.
Amen. Demonic. And it makes God angry.
Yes.
Better for a millstone to be tied around their neck.
Yeah. I've been thinking, you know, how we've been praying for God to send ministering angels to minister to those that we can reach, you know, while they're still yet time, prepare their hearts and minds and souls to receive the truth, praying for guardian angels to protect those that are his, and praying for those warring angels to battle Leviathan in the high place as well. It appears that Leviathan is a little bit further down, closer to its home in hell, according to these tunnels and these underground bases and things where these children are literally being harvested for the adrenochrome, and you know, they're not even pedophiles, yeah. They're pedophores. So maybe we need to shift our prayers a little bit for those warring angels to battle Leviathan down in the pits of hell.
Amen.
Yeah, wherever they're at.
It's exciting times.
It's
exciting times that God's allowed us to be part of. And with great reward comes great responsibility. We've said that for years, and we need to understand that. I mean, the beauty of it is we need to be educating people that you need to get redeemed out of this, the realm of man, into the realm of Jesus Christ, and there's only one way to do that, and that's to be born again of the water and the Spirit through proper baptism, to go into that watery grave and confess your sins, come out basically white as snow, all your sins forgiven, clothed with Christ, receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, and your name entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. And at that point, there's nothing that man can do to you that God does not allow, period.
Amen.
Something I've been doing the last few days that just appeared to me, you know, people were getting into these conversations about things going on. I said, well, you know, the gospel says, don't you? It's the good news, and I leave it there. And their eyes kind of light up when I say, but I don't say much. They said, hey, it's the gospel, it's the good news. So,
yeah, amen.
And it is.
Good for you, Paul.
Amen. Yeah, if you get them wanting.
A lot of words don't get you nowhere, so you got to get into a man's head.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ending is awesome. We win. God wins.
Yeah. Yeah. And getting through it, you know, Psalms 37:17 says, the arms of the wicked will be broken. Oh, God, help us to do that. Let us help you break their arms. Let us break them off. It says, the Lord sustains the righteous. They will not be ashamed in the time of evil. And in the days of famine, they will have abundance. So, you know, if a famine's coming, so be it. Because the righteous, those that fear him, we get to stay alive. We get to go through those times. His eyes are on those that fear him, Psalms 33 tells us. To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. And, you know, whether you got preparations like Joseph did for 7 years, or whether you just have to walk and have your shoes not wear out, for those that fear him, for those that know his name, for those that have obeyed the word, repented and been baptized, that's a promise that we have until we win in the end.
Yeah. 2 Peter 2:9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
Yes.
thank you, God.
Amen.
Well, you know, there's no guarantee, though, that we don't, end up martyring ourselves, too, for the Lord, because Revelation talks about those that were clothed with white ropes, saying, how long, Lord, how long? And he said, not until those that are to be martyred are martyred, you know. Obviously, our goal isn't to be a martyr, but the reality is there's worse things than death, and that's the things that they have planned for your family and for you to witness. You know, those are the things we need to understand, that we're supposed to sell our robe and buy a sword, and today's sword is a gun, and you can't give it up under any circumstance, period. Because
right.
There are things that are worse than death.
Amen. Amen. Folks, read Psalms 37. We're out of time this morning. I'll leave you with that. Read Psalms 37. Yet, in a little while, and the wicked man will be no more. And I praise the Lord for that. And I pray that he lets us help him get rid of those wicked men. Well, guys, we want to invite you to church tomorrow. You can come. It might be a little tough to drive there, expecting about 2 foot of snow between now and then. But who knows? The weatherman, I think he was mistaken one time before. But you can join us at the website. Jason's done a great job getting the website back up and running. The live video stream is there. The audio stream's going right now. And starting tomorrow morning when we fire up for church services, we'll have the live video stream. And you can join that. Join us at church, scripturesforamerica.org. Just key that in, click on the video stream, starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 a.m. Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 for you guys on the West Coast, and join us. We'll have a little bit of everything for you, a timeless pulpit truth that is just prophecy that was spoken years ago that we are seeing come true right in our lifetime, right here. And so we encourage you to join us, and we'll have communion, a current message, and so we do. We invite you to church. We hope that you will take time to join with the remnant. Well, men, thanks, and God bless.
Time goes surging like a river. Life is swept away like sand.
Unchanging hand.